Many people these days are happy to live with no sense of accountability to God. Their many sins don't bother them in the least. But when we present the gospel, the Holy Spirit works in the hearts of those who don't yet believe, convicting them of the reality of their need for God and their need for the forgiveness that only He can give. Today, another ministry of the Holy Spirit. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, we continue a series on When the Spirit Has His Way. Turn with us to John chapter 16 as Dr. Lutzer comes with a message on the gift of conviction.
There is a story about a ship that was in the Atlantic Ocean, and they sent an SOS saying that they did not have any drinking water. As you know, the ocean is salty, and the water cannot be drunk. But actually, what the ship didn't know is that it had sailed into the St. Lawrence Seaway, the St. Lawrence River, and was in fresh water. They could have simply let down their buckets, and they could have had a drink. I wonder if you and I are that way, because we think to ourselves, we are defeated, we are disappointed, we are bound by our sins, and there's no hope for us. And God says to us via the Holy Spirit of God that the provision has been made for you and for me. Put down your bucket and drink and receive from God the miracle of the Holy Spirit of God's work in our hearts. Now, if you're a believer, you know that we are already indwelt with the Spirit. Jesus made it very clear, saying that the Holy Spirit cannot be given to the world. But today we are going to look at exactly what the Spirit does in relationship to the world. This happens to be, I think, number 5 in a series of messages entitled, When the Spirit Has His Way. I can't help but when I read the book of Acts to see the vibrancy of the church, the miracles of the church. Even if we say that we don't believe that we can do the miracles that the apostles did, because there are miracles that only the apostles could do, still the answers to prayer, the inexpressible joy of the church, the power of the church. Spirit is the same today as he was back then. It hasn't changed in 2,000 years. If only we trusted him more. If only we dealt with all of the issues on our side of the ledger, who knows what would happen if the Spirit had his way. Well, the passage today is the 16th chapter of the Gospel of John chapter 16, where Jesus is talking about the relationship of the Holy Spirit and the world. The Holy Spirit and the world. You'll notice that he said this, I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you. I'm now in verse 5 of chapter 16. But now I'm going to him who sent me, and none of you asks me where you are going. But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper, that is the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. Wow, what an interesting passage. Yesterday I was asking myself the question, who's this message for that I have prepared based on this text? Well, it's certainly for you if you're here today and you're a seeker. In fact, while I am speaking, there may be a small voice in your heart drawing you to Christ and to his forgiveness and his grace. Listen to that voice. If you know Christ as your Savior, you're going to be greatly encouraged knowing that when we witness, we become partners with the Holy Spirit in his great work. Maybe you belong to another religion, maybe you're an atheist. If you listen very carefully, you'll also hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. I encourage you to listen to that voice, the Spirit's work in the world. I remember an 18-year-old who went off to camp and was saved. That is to say, he was converted. He came back home and said to his parents, "You know what? I feel so different. All of my guilt is gone, and I know I belong to God. I have peace in my heart." Did you know that if you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, you can have that too? He's very excited. His parents said, "What are you talking about? We're Christians too. We go to church. You'll get over your fanaticism. This is just an experience. Look, we're good people, so what do you have to say to us?" And the kid is confused and saying, "It's like finding a pot of gold and telling you that you can come and get this gold too, and yet all that you are met with is a cold stare." Well, let me explain to you, my brothers and sisters, that when the Holy Spirit of God does his work to show us our need, our sin, and our need of Christ, it is a great work. And the Bible says that you cannot believe without the action, the direct intervention of this Holy Spirit. Because it isn't just an intellectual issue, it is a heart issue. And everything within us says, no, 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 no. And God has to overcome that resistance. And he does it by the action of the Holy Spirit. That's why there's some of you here today who perhaps thought that this was going to be an ordinary message. But you may discover it is extraordinary as the Holy Spirit of God works in your heart. Now, Jesus said that there are three things that the Spirit is going to do when he comes. First of all, he is going to convict the world of sin. By the way, the Spirit is an advocate for believers. That's another translation of the word comforter. But notice that for the world, he becomes the prosecutor. Because you see, you can't see the beauty of Jesus and why you should believe on him unless you are cognizant and aware of your sin. So the Spirit is going to convict of sin. Ask the average person what sin is, and he will tell you that it's something that somebody else does that he doesn't like. You know, oh, it's the murderer, or it's this. One time in Germany, I was using my broken German to witness to somebody and telling him why he should believe on Jesus. And I remember he was sitting there saying, "I don't have any sin." He said, "It's the politicians. Go preach to them." He doesn't have any sin. You know, the fact that he was divorced and living with a woman who wasn't his wife, that's no big issue, but get the politicians. But what is sin? Sin is living in God's world without acknowledging and worshiping God. Sin is not loving the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your mind and with all your soul. That's sin. And from that stem all of these other sins that Jesus said are lodged in our hearts. From within, he said, come adulteries, fornication, thefts, wickedness. All kinds of evil, it is because we don't love God with all of our heart and mind and soul. And then it's not just any sin. The biggest sin is, Jesus said, that they believe not on me. Now you say, well, what about those who haven't heard about Christ? Let's not discuss them for a moment. Let me discuss you, because you are hearing about Christ. The greatest sin that you can commit is to reject the gift of God that he has given to us in Jesus Christ. So God says the Holy Spirit is going to come and he's going to convict people of sin, and he's going to convince them. He's going to convince them as to why they have to believe on Jesus and why nobody else can be their Savior. And he'll show them the beauty of Jesus. Next, Jesus said that the Holy Spirit of God would convict, yes, of one sin, but notice also one standard, and that is the standard of righteousness. The Bible says that there are two different kinds of righteousness. There's the righteousness of man and the righteousness of God. And what a difference between the two. You know, most people believe that their goodness will get them somewhere. But just like you can add a billion oranges and never get a banana, in the very same way, you can take all human righteousness that has ever been done and you will never attain to the righteousness of God. You know, we may get someone to measure the height of Moody Church over against Willis Tower, which used to be the Sears Tower. We discover that Moody Church is pretty low in comparison to that skyscraper. But you know, if we began to compare the two in relationship to the closest star, which is so many light years away, discounting the sun for a moment, we discover that the difference is negligible. When you and I are confronted with our sin, we do one of two things. First of all, we blame somebody else. Did you guys see on television the story of how they set up a sting at our airports, and there was a TSA agent who stole an iPad, but they had a little gadget on the iPad so that they could track it down to his home 30 miles away, and they show up at his home. He doesn't have it. But then they had a little buzzer, a little beeper on the iPad. They said, well, let's help you find it. And so this little beeper goes off. So the man has to give it to them. And then his last words, if you saw it, was, I think my wife got it from somewhere. Wow. First of all, you lie, then you fudge, you tweak. And if at the end it doesn't work, you blame your wife. Isn't that what Adam did in the garden? Well, this is Pastor Lutzer. We certainly are deceitful people, aren't we? And even though I used that illustration of the man who was a TSA agent, the fact is that you and I have done similar things. And the point of this message on the Holy Spirit is to remind us that unless the Holy Spirit of God shows us our sin, that we are honest about our sinfulness and draws us to Christ, we will just continue to go our own way. Aren't you glad for the companionship of the Spirit? But aren't you glad also because of the gift of conviction, which is the topic that I was speaking about today? In a moment, you're going to be given some information as to how these messages can be yours. But I'd also like to mention our email address, because we'd like you to connect with us if we've been a blessing to you. It's media@moodychurch.org. That's media@moodychurch.org. God bless you. I hope that you have a good day. Walk in the Spirit today and be sensitive to Him. I'll see you right here next time.
Erwin Lutzer introducing The Gift of Conviction, the fifth of 10 messages on When the Spirit Has His Way, recapturing the wonder of God within us. Monday, how far we as humans are from the utter perfection of God, and why we need the Holy Spirit to show us how vast this difference is. This 10-part series will be sent on CD as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about When the Spirit Has His Way. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.